I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 15th. A 45-year-old man was hospitalized after being struck by a car in Quincy last night. Police say the victim was hit at the intersection of Bergen Parkway and Hannon Parkway just after 9:30 last night. The 26-year-old Quincy operator of a 2023 Chevy did remain at the scene. The victim was taken to Boston Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. That intersection was closed to traffic for about 2 hours as accident reconstruction teams investigated that incident. Affordable housing will be discussed at Monday night's Quincy City Council meeting. Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona will introduce a resolution calling on the Quincy Planning Department to review current affordable housing programs to identify what impediments exist to the creation of affordable housing. The measure asks that the city provide assistance to income qualification and verification requirements, a waiver of fees, and calls on the Affordable Housing Trust Fund to purchase affordable deed restrictions to existing individual condos. DeBona says the average rent in Quincy is $2,700 a month, making Quincy unaffordable to anyone making less than $100,000 per year. He says Quincy should remain affordable to all, including firefighters, police officers, teachers, and other blue-collar workers. A 26-year-old man living at a hotel housing migrants in Rockland is being held without bail on a child rape charge, accused of raping a 15-year-old girl. Corey Alvarez of Haiti pleaded not guilty at his arraignment yesterday in Hingham District Court on one count of aggravated rape of a child. He was held without bail pending the outcome of a dangerousness hearing scheduled for March 22nd. At about 7 o'clock Wednesday night, Rockland police responded to the Comfort Inn for a report of a sexual assault. The Comfort Inn is currently part of a state and federal program to house migrant families. Alvarez lives at that address. When officers arrived, they found the teenage victim, who was then taken by ambulance to South Shore Hospital for treatment. The girl, who only speaks Haitian Creole, told investigators through a translator she went to Alvarez's room so he could help her with apps on a tablet before he forced himself on her. Alvarez pleaded not guilty to aggravated rape of a child under 16 in Hingham District Court. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has placed an immigration detainer on him. The court ordered that Alvarez surrender his passport and have no contact with the victim while he is in custody. Rockland's town administrator, Douglas Lapp, said in an October special meeting to discuss the emergency shelter situation that the state had notified them the week before that the Comfort Inn would be housing migrants. At the time, Lapp said there were 26 migrants living at the hotel, and the state had reserved 20 rooms with the potential to fill all 100. Police used a stun gun as they arrested a man at a primary school parking lot in Weymouth yesterday. Suspect became assaultive, according to Weymouth police, in a statement noting that officers were at the Hamilton Primary School yesterday morning and used a stun gun during the arrest. All happened during school drop-off, with parents witnessing the chaos. Suspect's been identified as 38-year-old Elismar Ferreira of Hanson. According to prosecutors, it all started when police responded to a breaking and entering into a vehicle. They spotted a black limousine weaving and speeding through traffic. Police gave chase, but broke off when the vehicle reached 75 miles per hour. Officers caught up with the car and watched it drive through busy areas of town. Eventually, the driver stopped near that school. Officers concerned about safety to the school coordinated with school staff to keep students safe, either having them stay on their school bus or in the building, which went into shelter-in-place mode. Police then confronted Ferreira. They say hit an officer in the chest and knocked the officer over. After multiple warnings, prosecutors say the officer used the stun gun to bring Ferreira under control. He's facing multiple charges, including assault and battery, resisting arrest, and negligent operation of a motor vehicle. His defense told the court Ferreira was trying to see his son, who he has not seen in several months due to other legal and family issues. Ferreira pleaded not guilty to 9 counts against him. Bail was set at $5,000. He was ordered to stay away from the school until the next court date on April 10th, and the judge allowed a motion to revoke bail on a separate case out of Brockton. He was held without bail on that case. Well, the fallout is growing in Milton after its residents voted against implementing a controversial housing law last month, prompting the state's attorney general to sue the town. Attorney General Andrea Campbell is now looking to get her lawsuit against the town in front of a judge as soon as possible. But the town is pushing back in what is essentially a disagreement about the MBTA Communities Law, which states that any city or town served by the MBTA must have at least one zoning district adjacent to a station that allows for multifamily housing. Those that do not comply are subject to a loss in state funding. That threat didn't scare a majority of community members in Milton as they voted against the idea last month. The state, led by Campbell, is suing, and the attorney general is looking to get the case over with as soon as possible, not only to set an example for other cities, but also to alleviate the state's ongoing housing challenges. Leaders in Milton say they need more time to build a strong case that examines and pokes questions at the constitutionality of the state's actions. This week, the AG filed a request to expedite the lawsuit, have it heard by the state's highest court in May. The town of Milton responded, saying that it's unrealistic and unnecessary. The judge says they will decide next week what they want to do. Another town is working to tame tensions among its residents over pickleball, a popular sport that's gained a reputation for being too loud. Many pickleball courts are outdoors and near people's homes, causing residents to take to their elected officials to complain about the noise. Braintree is one of those communities. In 2 weeks' time, when the courts reopen, the back and forth between pickleball players and residents is expected to pick up again. On Why Not Road, right across 8 courts that were upgraded by the town in the summer of 2022, are attracting many more pickleball players who tend to make full use of the space. Braintree's mayor, Aaron Joyce, lives about 500 feet from the courts and partakes in the sport, but understands the neighbors' concerns. After several complaints, Braintree allocated $22,000 towards sound dampening panels, as suggested by the Braintree Pickleball Players. That's a group that formed 10 years ago and has now grown to nearly 600 members. The groups realize that to keep what they have going, they must do what's necessary to keep the neighbors happy. The company that manufactures the panels, Sound Seal, said the barriers can reduce noise by 10 to 12 decibels, or about 50% of noise perceived by a person. If that doesn't do the job, Joyce says the town will reassess the situation. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center is at the Kennedy Center in Quincy until 4 o'clock today, collecting blood for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and Brigham and Women's Hospital. Appointments may be made online or by calling 617-632-3206. Donors will receive a Kraft Family Blood Donor Center $10 Target card. Manatt Community Health Center is providing Narcan training through noon today at the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center. Narcan will also be supplied and no registration is required. The Quincy North Quincy Drama Club is presenting Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the musical, today and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and a matinee Saturday at 2 at Quincy High School. Tickets will be sold at the door. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 137 points. The NASDAQ fell 49. The S&P lost 14. Asian stocks also retreated, and the dollar and the euro both fell. Oil is up to $81 a barrel. sports. Celtics beat Phoenix 127-112. They'll be in Washington against the Wizards Sunday night at 6 p.m. Bruins get a 2-1 win in Montreal in overtime last night, and they'll host the Flyers tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some showers around mainly this morning, and a high 50 degrees, partial clearing tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, and a high of 57. More scattered showers around on Sunday with a high of 57, and partly cloudy Monday with a high near 50. With a boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. Right now, a light easterly wind becomes northerly, 10 to 15, gusting to 25 knots, and a high tide at 4:24 p.m. Sunrise at 6:54 and sets at 6:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, March 15th.